Okay. Well, I discovered this morning when I should have been getting ready for class that my something changed on my phone. Probably the camera changed, and now it gives me, or something, and I haven't figured out. Anyway, it's giving me the wrong date. I don't know whether it's Dropbox changed and they don't preserve the date or what's happening, but anyway. So somehow now it says this is on the 12th and the files are out of order, the pictures are out of order. So I'll fix that, but the pictures are there anyway.
Yeah,
that's the rest of the story. Well, I think Travis called back. I think he was the original salesman who just kind of cold called me on, you know, I guess he'd seen that there'd been some emails or something going back and forth. I don't know, or I'd ordered something from them or something. I don't know. Anyway, he just, you know, he didn't know anything about any of this stuff when he called me up. But anyway, he called me up every once in a while. You get these salesmen that call you up, right? It just so happened this time I had an issue he could work on. But anyway, so he did call back, and it would be interesting to see the rest of the story, because I don't even know that. But he sent me an email, and he left me a voicemail and said, well, he'd scoped things out with the guy who was the, you know, Chris, whoever it was, the guy who was in charge of these boards. And he said that, oh, within the next 2 hours, the website was going to go back to $79. So I better get on the ball and order them right now. So I don't know. I finally, you know, I went and cleared it with Dr. Logan. It took a while. That was actually probably 2 or 3 hours later when we ordered them. But they still had the $49 price instead of the $35 price. But that's better than $79. But now I should probably go see whether they actually are true, whether they just pulled my leg. You know, because last time I checked on, it was Friday evening, it was getting down towards sundown, I checked, it was still $49. And that was a lot more than 2 hours past when he said the web price was going to change, right? But then another salesman, you know, got back with me via email, and I explained the story to them, but I haven't heard back from them. But I don't know. It would be interesting, just out of curiosity, let's see whether they did change the price. Let's see, I want SDK. Okay. So here it is. Buy a kit now. What do you think it's going to be? 74. So I guess they were right. So, anyway. Yeah, right. So. It was 35. I bought a couple of them at 35.
And the price went up because you bought things, and they kept what it would be.
Possibly. I don't know what it is. It may be an automated kind of a thing, you know, because I think they're flushing these things out, and then, you know, everybody was spreading the word. And I wasn't watching, you know, what was happening except that number 257 now. See, I spread the word, and said, hey, it's going up to 74. Or 79, I think he said 79. It only went up to 74, but anyway, you know. So some of the other people that were interested in the same kind of stuff I am, I said and sent an email out and say, hey, it's going up to 74. Get yours now.
So what do these things do again? I heard you talk.
Well, they're what they are is a little development board for floating point gate array that Altera produces.
Okay.
And so they have, you know, you can do all kinds of stuff. Anything you can do in digital, you know, you can do on one of these FPGA boards. You know, you can make a processor, and one of the things they do is they have their own little Neos 2 processor thing you can do. It's, you know, a floating point gate array, a pretty nice floating point gate array. Actually, for the FPGA on the board is $55 if I just buy it from DigiKey and Ones.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not a bad deal, $49. You know, it's got a bunch of other stuff on there, too, Ethernet and all this other stuff. So.
And this was for what class?
Electronics. So my idea is for electronics next year, I'll have these things, you know, and you know, this little board that we're putting that puts on there. Basically, it's a fast A to D converter, and then they can make, network analyzers, or they can make There's also filters and transmit receive switching and stuff to make it into a transceiver, you know. And also power amplifier, you know. So there's a lot of different projects that they can do with these boards. The Altera guys, that's the guys who make the chip, you know, they had they have some other boards, and they said, well, we could give you some of these, which those boards, they don't have the Ethernet on them, but they do have more gates and stuff in the FPGA, I think, and it's a bigger board, and, you know, they charge more for it than $75, $79 here, so I don't know. Well, yeah, it didn't have the Ethernet that I wanted. It's the Ethernet. And Steve has worked pretty hard to make this thing all work on this, you know, this little guy. And he's a lot better at this digital stuff than I am. So it would take me quite a bit of time to catch up. And it took him a fair amount of time to convert it from the thing he converted it from. So I kind of like these little boards because you can use them for, you know, just learning about, you know, Verilog and FPGAs and so on, or you can use them for, you know, electronics or whatever. And they're pretty cheap, so yeah, even at $49, it's not a bad deal. But anyway, that's the rest of the story. Now we see they did go up to $74. So anyway, they weren't lying. So anyway, we were working on this observer. I guess we need to go back to the notes here. Slightly messed up, but there's pictures are still there. Okay, so yesterday or last day, I guess it was, we started setting up the problem because we need to derive the reduced order observer equation so we can make a reduced order observer for the discrete case. So we said XM was the measured state, XU was the unmeasured states. We had the state equation here, X of K plus 1 equals A, X of K plus BU of K, which we broke down into the unmeasured and the measured parts. And then we had Y equals C0, XM, XU. And we're assuming that the thing is observable. So if you take C and then AC and then A squared C and so on, right, that will actually give us a matrix which is not singular. It will be the rank of that matrix will be N. And we're assuming we can get the measured states by doing C1 inverse times the output Y, okay? And we were using A, B, C, D instead of P and gamma. So I went looking online, you know, to see if there was any information on this thing here, because I didn't take my, I wasn't looking at the, I wasn't at the office when I was doing this, so I didn't have any textbooks handy, and actually there isn't very much about this reduced order observer on like Wikipedia or anything, okay? So here is what I gathered by looking online, and I'm not dead certain this is going to work, but I hope it will, and I'm going to give it a try here. I was going to try it out before class, but then I discovered that my photos weren't there. So then I got sidetracked. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this thing L because I think that's what they usually use for this. And I'm going to make this guy, I'm just going to say M-N-O. Well, M-N is O, bad news. Maybe P. O looks like a zip, right? So let's just make this M-N and P. And I can show you where I'm kind of getting this from. David Leuenberger was the guy who bought it in 1965 or something, came up with this reduced order observer. And here's a paper that he wrote in 1971 on the reduced order observer. And actually, so this thing, it's kind of hard to read. Maybe I can zoom in here a little bit. Long way. Okay, I'm kind of looking at this thing right here. Y, his Y is actually the X that's measured. Okay? X measured. He has U, and so I guess I have one more thing that I don't need here. I don't need Y, because X measured is part of Y, right? It's basically. So that's what I need. I need this is X measured, and this is the X measured, X measured at K plus 1 and X measured at K. What he's doing this is in the continuous world, okay? So we're kind of converting what he did with the continuous world. He has to take the X and the dx dt for the measured, okay, in order to make it work. And so analogously for us, ddt is kind of like the opposite of a delay, right? So it's an advance. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to, actually I think I'll just put this X. Yeah, right. That's what I want right here. So this is kind of like looking at the derivative here, looking at the X and looking at the U and information about all that stuff. I'll call this guy here P or something, the feedback. And then this guy right here is X. This is unmeasured hat. Okay. And so what we're going to do is kind of do the same thing he did there on his system. And what we're trying to shoot for is he wanted E dot equals some A hat times E. So what we want is E of K plus 1 equals, some A hat times E of K. So, and we want to be able we need to place the poles of A hat. That's what we want to do, okay? And I'm just, putting in arbitrary letters here, and what we're going to do is we're going to try and make these, pick these M, N, L, P, and so on, so that this happens, okay? That's our goal. And E is E of K. E of K is equal to X unmeasured of K minus X hat unmeasured of K. Okay? So what we want to do is we want to make this thing happen here. In other words, we're trying to make the error go down exponentially to zero by being able to place the poles there so that the eigenvalues are less magnitude less than 1, right? And so at this point, I think we just start writing the algebra out. We're trying to get this thing, okay? Which means we're trying to do this thing, and we have X unmeasured of K plus 1, right? So basically, what I'm saying is I want to look at E of K plus 1, which is equal to X unmeasured of K plus 1 minus X unmeasured of K plus 1 hat. Okay? And we have one of those already figured out. And then we'll use this diagram to get the other one, okay? So let's go back to go back to this thing, okay? Because that gives us this one right here, right? So this is going to be a big, long, hairy thing. So here we go. Equals. Okay, so that's this bottom line here, right? So that's A21XM, right? And then plus A22XU, and then plus B2U, right? So this is A21X measured, which we have coming in here, right here. This is the X, this is measured. These are measured, right? Plus A22X unmeasured. Okay. And then what I've probably got plus B2 times U, right? Okay. And then am I missing anything? I think that's it, right? Now I have to then subtract this guy minus, and then this whole thing, I'll put this in parentheses, and now we got to figure out what that is. That's this dude right here, okay? So that'll be, I guess we'll start with this this thing. I've got XU, I've got P, should be a tilde here, or maybe I should figure out all these things. What are they? U is just a single thing. So N takes a, multiplies N times a single thing gives me this, right? So this must be like that, right? And then this guy takes X measured. Man, that's a little, this is X measured K plus 1. Okay, so we got this guy is a long skinny one, right? Multiplied by, I guess this is M times the long skinny one. So M could just be a, I guess it's just a 1 by 1, is that right? And then this L is also maybe a 1 by 1, I don't know. So let's see what we got here. Okay, so P, we've got P times XU hat, okay, that's this guy, and then I've got plus N U, okay, plus M times X measured K plus 1 plus L X measured of K. Did I do that right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. So this thing equals, and now what I want to do is I'm going to grab all the things that have, first of all, I'm going to pick all the things with X. I want to get right here. I want E of K, which I want to look for all the things that have XU of K and XU hat of K. The things in front of XU of K are going to need to be minus the things in front of XU hat of K. So the stuff in front of XU of K, I'm going to have A22. And let's see, any more XU, that's it, right? U of K. And then I'm going to have to, I'll get the XU hats, right? So then it's going to be minus P Okay, so minus P XU hat. Is that the only XU hat? I'm wondering if we need to substitute in this X measured of K plus 1.
Oh.
I think so. Because otherwise I've got to make that go to 0, right? So let's keep going here. I got to get rid of that right here, right?
Yeah.
This guy right here. Okay, so let's do this. We got A21XM plus A22XU. Plus B2 U of K minus, did I do that right?
You should have a bar.
B2 is bar. Yeah. P X U hat of K plus N U of K plus M. Okay, now. So I've got A11 M times A11 X M plus A12 X U of K
plus
B1 U of K. Then I need a parentheses, right? Is that right?
Okay.
And then I need plus L XM of K. And then a squiggly. Is that right? Okay, so equals. So now I'm going to find all the things that have an X. Well, all the things in front of the XM of K, I need to make those 0, right? Okay, so let's just do that. I got an A21 here. That's an XM of K. Now I've got a minus MA11. And that's all in front of XM of K, right? Okay. And then I've got to get all the stuff in front of U of K to be 0 too, right? This must be 0. The 0 matrix. So then I'll do the stuff in front of U. So I've got a B2. This has to be 0 too, right? Some kind of 0 matrix, actually more like this kind of a vector thing, something. Okay, then now I've got to get the stuff in front of, I'm looking for XU, yeah, right, XU. What's in front of XU? A22.
you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I've got to get... Okay, so here, this will be...
What do I have? I need the XU hats, right?
It's just P.
Just P.
Minus P, XU hat. Okay, right? So, P, this guy right here must equal P, right? A squiggle.
Put a line under him.
And we probably, you know, we just check and see whether this will work. Okay, so
in that case,
this is going to equal, it'll just be P, right?
Mm-hmm.
P times E of K. Is that right?
If we make all those assignments. Mm-hmm. And we can set the poles on P, hopefully, with this M business. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if there's enough stuff there or not, right? That's the question. I have to think about how big M is and all that kind of stuff. I mean, and can we make this guy zero, and can we make that guy zero, right? So maybe what we need to do now at this point is write down what are the dimensions of XU, so, and XM. So let XU of K is, it will be NU by 1, right? Okay, XM of K is NM by 1, right? Okay. P is, it's going to be NU by NU, is that right? This is NU here, and that's NU there, right? So it's NU by NU, right?
L is, okay, I'm putting this one right here is, this is going to be... It's N by something, right? It's N by N, but what's the U and the M here? Which goes by which way, right? So help me figure this out here.
So the last one, the XU, this is going to be the unmeasured, right? Is the output. So that's the number of columns, right? Is that the first one? Is this like this?
U and then M? Is it that way or the other way?
So the second one should be M is multiplying by XM.
Right, because it's got to go, right, we're multiplying by XM, yeah, and this is going to be the result, right? Okay, so we got that. Now, so I really should make this a squiggle, right? And M is similar to, right?
M and L are that.
Maybe you should say
R, not is now, right?
Okay. And N is...
It's NU by 1, right? Is that right?
Because this is 1 by 1. 1 by 1 comes an NU by 1, gives me an NU by 1, right? Okay. So now let's just double check and make sure all these things work, right? I mean, I should put these little tildes and stuff in here that I kind of just left off. We got to make
sure that they all line up, right? Okay. Maybe we should write what the A's are, right? So, A21 is, what is A21? It's over there, right? It's going to be NU by NM, right? Right? You agree? Okay. And A... Okay. And M... M was NU by NM, and A11 is NM by NM, right? So that works. NM, let's see, what was this? NU by NM times NM by NM gives me an NU by NM, right? So that's correct. That looks good. And L was a what? NU by NM. So it's okay. So these all have the right dimensions here, at least, right? So we can do that, right? So what do we want to do? We want to say L is A21 minus M A12. This guy needs a squiggle on him right here. M is going to be the thing we're going to have to change to make this thing have the poles that are magnitude less than 1, right? M is our, kind of like our K or our, what was the other one we used, K and L before or something, right? This should be, this is, I guess, yeah. Okay, so now let's check this thing. B2 is an NU by 1, right? Okay, that's an NU by 1. N is NU by 1, so that's correct. M is NU by NM, and B1 was NM by 1, right? So that's right. Okay, so it looks like this equation, and this equation, okay, as far as dimensions go. Now, we have to use M to place the poles on P, so that's doable. This would tell us what L has to be, right? So this implies that L is equal to A21 minus M A11, right? And this guy implies that N equals B2 minus M B1, right? And it looks like everything's going to work, right? I mean, do you see any problems? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the answer to this thing is, guys. I mean, we're kind of on new territory here. I guess I was gonna look it up and see if I could find what the answer was, but I couldn't find it online. I know I've got it somewhere up in my notes from, you know, I think I've got it somewhere in my notes from grad school or something. But okay, so if that's the case, then what is the next step? How do we get P, right? How do we... Well, P is this right here. So we've already got that, you know. Equals A squiggle 2.
Is it P the plan?
Minus...
Don't we, like, know what its transfer function
is? No, P was this thing I did down here. Maybe we should talk about what this diagram is here, okay? This guy right here is a simulator for the unknown, okay? This is the feedback on that simulator. You know, this is making a, basically a dynamic system that this thing is supposed to, you know, simulate that thing. Now, and the inputs to that system are all this information we got over here, okay? Now, one thing I don't like too well is this thing right here, okay? But I think we can fix that by redoing this diagram here. Because, you see, I can take this xm of k plus 1, and I think I could just take this x of k and run it through the same m matrix and pop it in with a sum right after the delay. Would that be the same? See, because I'm going through a delay here, right? No, I'm kind of going backwards. It's actually, did I do this right? We're going through an advance here. This is xm of k, right? To get k plus 1, that's an advance, right? So it seems like if I took this guy right here and ran him through the m and popped him in out after this delay, that would be the same as, I mean, if I move this, kind of like move this delay over to here or something, right? Let me just show you what I'm kind of trying to think of here. I'm trying to do something similar to what was done right here. Not right here. Right? Okay, so let's look at this. They started out with this picture right here, okay? They have the ddt right here. So they took ddt of x, right, and added and multiplied by L and added it in. But what they're going to do is they're going to get rid of this guy, run the L over to here, sum him in right here. Okay? Because you do ddt and then you do 1 over s. ddt and 1 over s are anti-operators of one another, right? So let me just show you where they do that. And this may look more like what you remember from feedback and control. If you did the reduced order observer, there's this, you know, thing that's in the front here, okay? And so now this is z, and that's z dot, and this is actually the, that's still the same place right there, the x. W is his x unmeasured. So what I want to do is the similar kind of a thing here. See if this works. See if you agree. So remove x of k plus 1, x measured of k plus 1 dependence. By, okay, so I'm just going to take x of k coming in here, x measured of k, okay, and I'm going to split it into two parts. One of them gets multiplied by m. No, first one gets multiplied by L. So I guess what I want to do is bring this around here, pull this down here, and this gets multiplied by L, and that goes into my sum right here. But the other one is going to go over here, get multiplied by M, and that goes into a sum right here. Oops, that's a little bit low. Let me just scoot this down maybe. Put a sum right here. This guy will go in there. This guy goes through the delay. Is coming out with x unmeasured hat again. This is going to be a new variable z of k, and this will be z hat, oh no, z of k plus 1, new variable. And then I just have to copy the, let's see, what have I got? I need the nu. Is that right? So I just have u coming in here, u of k, n goes in like
that. Am I missing anything? I got that guy, that guy, that guy. Oh, I forgot the P. P comes back from X right here, right? Is that right? Now my question is this diagram equivalent to this diagram? Let's look at it carefully. We don't want to mess up. Let's just look, if we write the equation for U, the question is the equation for XU the same? So we're making a change of variables over here. That z of k plus 1 is equal to what we had before was x hat of k plus 1, but we subtracted off this m, is that right? It's equal to x hat of k plus 1, x hat unmeasured of k plus 1, minus... See, what I did, I don't have this, what is it, the M? Did I do that right? I don't have the M, right? So it's minus M, X measured of K plus 1. Is that right? See, I don't have this guy right here. I have everything else coming in here to that point over there, right? And so what I'm saying is I just don't have the M part. So that's what my z is. And so now if I look at z of k, right, that will be x unmeasured hat of k. I'm just replacing k plus 1 with k here, right? Minus m x measured of k, right? Right? And that's what z is right here. Now, if I add m times x measured of k, it gets rid of that and gives me x unmeasured. Okay? Is that all right? It works, right? Hopefully. Okay. Now that we've derived this thing, the next thing we have to do is figure out if we can place the poles on this dude right here the way we need to, right? I mean, this all depends on being able to, that there's enough variables in M to do this, right? Does that make sense? So the next thing we have to figure out is how to use the place routine to do this, right? This isn't quite like we did it before, right? Because, you see, we had a something times something before, right? And M, what was the dimensions on M? We got something. M, A1, toe, it is the same.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, it's not quite the same because this thing is kind of a, this isn't a, you know, one by something necessarily, right? You know.
Okay, so that's what we need to do. We're out of time right now, but next day, you know, assuming we did this right, we'll try it, okay? Does that make sense? I mean, do you guys see any mistakes here? I mean, I don't know what the answer is, so I really need you to pay attention and tell me when I mess up. Okay, well, okay. So we're all sucked in together, right? I sucked you guys right into the vortex, whatever it is. Don't let me do that if it's the wrong place to be. Yeah, they got some papers for you.
Yeah, they gave it to me all separately.
Yeah, right. So when is the...